you here on Rosh Chodesh, Nichnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, and I'm well aware that Simcha is a color war, but it goes beyond color war. And that's what I want to talk to you just about for a few minutes this morning, exactly what is the Simcha that we are Marved, that we are adding. A Jew should always be the Simcha. What is the additional Simcha we're supposed to have during Chodesh Adar? So once we hit Chodesh Adar, we know that Megillat Esther is already on our table, and we open it up and we see a pasuk: "Hayudim hayita ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar." A pasuk that we say in Havdalah, a pasuk that we all know, and in the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, it says that these words are really a code. That ora stands for Torah, simcha stands for Yom Tov, sason the Brit Milah, and V'yakar are the tefillin that a young man wore today for the first time, the sign that he is a mature young man. And Rashi explains that when Haman took over from Ahasuerus, he made all sorts of gzeirot, all sorts of decrees that the Jews should not learn Torah, the Jews would not be able to have a Brit Milah, they should not keep Yom Tov, they should not wear tefillin, and now La'yehudim hayita ora v'simcha v'sason v'yakar. It all came back. But why would the Megillah speak in code? Why not simply say, black and white, that the Jews learned and they were able to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov and put on tefillin? Why a code of ora simcha sason v'yakar? So I'd like to suggest an approach. There's an earlier Gemara in Masechet Megillah that speaks about a conversation, a private conversation between Haman and Ahasuerus. Haman goes into Ahasuerus and says, "Nichlinu, let's exterminate the Jews. Let's destroy the Jewish people." Ahasuerus says, "Mistaftina, I'm afraid. Look what happened to Paro. Look what happened to Sancheriv. I'm afraid. I don't want God to be upset with me." So Haman said, "No problem. Yeshno am, yashnu. They're all sleeping. They're all asleep. They're hibernating. The Jews are just going through motions. They look as though they're mekayim mitzvos. It's all habit. They're not doing anything real. They're putting on tefillin with their eyes closed. They're davening without looking into the sidur. That's not avodat Hashem. Don't worry. God won't be upset at you. God is upset when someone destroys a nation that are ovdei Hashem, but a nation that's sleeping. What does God need them for? Go ahead." And so Ahasuerus took off his ring, gave it to Haman, and that woke up the Jews. All of a sudden, the Jews woke up and realized they're going to lose it all. And that's when they were chozeret b'tshuva. And that's what the Megillah is telling us. Vayudim hayita ora v'simcha v'sason v'yikar. All of a sudden, learning Torah turned into light. It turned into warmth. It turned into or. Like the letters were dancing on the page for them. That which they had just been going through by rote, all of a sudden became a source of light. All of a sudden, simcha, all of a sudden, Shabbos and Yom Tov became days of happiness, days that they were able to experience and feel with their heart and be able to connect with their families. All of a sudden, the Brit Milah became not just a medical procedure, but it means that they're part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they're connected, inwardly connected. All of a sudden, tefillin turned into a crown, the yikar. It turned into something that was very, very special. And that's the concept of Yishenichnas Adar Marvin Simcha. That now is the time to wake up. To wake up, to take the same learning that we were doing last week, and now to see the light in the letters. To take the same Shabbos that we kept last week, and now to be able to sing at the Shabbos table. To take the same tefillin that we were putting on, Lo Aleinu, out of habit, and now look at it. We're putting on a crown. We're taking ourselves and putting ourselves into a different framework. To take our heads and screw them on right. Just to put ourselves back to where we should be. A restart button. Like you have on a computer, you restart. Chodesh Adar is a restart. Mishnichnas Adar Marvin Simcha. Simcha means to have the right perspective on life. To be able to see things clearly. To be able to take away all of that which generally simply covers us up and doesn't allow us to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Amir Sashem, I just want to give you a bracha that you should have a real simcha this Adar. You should go from your color war, from the outer simcha, to an inner simcha. To be able today, before Shabbos already, you're going to be learning the Lude Kodesh. Tonight at the Shabbos table, you'll tell your parents what you learned today. At the Shabbos table, you'll say, okay, let's now sing a new Zemer. Let's now sing a song we haven't sung for a while. To turn Adar into a real time of Simcha. You should all have a wonderful Chodesh Tov and a Chodesh Adar Sameach.
Amen. Amen. Amen.